What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Here I go. I am Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. I went through HE double hockey sticks earlier to make this work, and it just didn't want to work for me earlier, so I came back. Hopefully everything is work. Hopefully everything is in sync. Hopefully everything is what it is, because it's a very important topic that I need to speak about tonight. And you know, I'm always for the underdog. I'm for the new artists. I'm for the up-and-coming artists. I'm for, you know, the artists that work hard and do what they got to do to get their career on track. And lately, I've been seeing artists who's more established, more popular, got a name out there, taking advantage of these young up-and-coming artists. And even some artists who might not be that young in age, but young as far as industry, and they don't know enough. So what's happening? Have you been sitting in your crib, artists, and you look on your social media, and one of your favorite artists hit you and say, "I like what you're doing. You're fire. Let's work." And then you're sitting there like, hold on. I know one of my favorite artists didn't just hit me and tell me I'm fire. I know one of my favorite artists didn't just hit me and tell me that they want to work with me. Let's work. So you're ecstatic. You can't believe what you just read. You showing your moms, you showing your girl, you showing your homie, you showing your baby mom, you showing everybody. Said artist just hit me. Said artist just hit me and said they like me and they want to work with me. And you can't believe it. So what do? You respond. "Thank you, big homie. Yo, I've been a fan of yours for 15 years, 20 years, 8 years, 4 years. I would love to work with you. How do we go forward?" How do you go forward? So what they do now is they hit you with the rate card. They hit you with the, "In order for us to go forward, I need $500. Oh, I need $700. Oh, I need $1,000. Or I need, shout out to Global Media Inc. for the donation. Or I need $1,500, $2,000. Now, that's cool. If you put out there, you put out your rates. I'm doing features for this, that, and the third. If you want a feature, hit me up. That's cool if that's what you said. But you hit this artist and told them you like them. You want to work with them. So if you want to work with them, why do they have to pay you? You said you wanted to work with them. You didn't say, "If you want to work with me, these are my prices." You hit them. That's not right. If I'm sitting here and I send you a DM and I say, "Yo, I want to interview you." And you say, "Okay, fine, let's do it." You're minding your business. You watch all my interviews. You subscribe to my YouTube, whatever the case may be. But you're minding your business. And I hit you on a DM and say, "Yo, I like what you're doing. Let's do an interview." And you respond like, "Okay, let's do it." And then I say, "Yeah, but send me $1,000. You're going to be like, "Huh? You hit me and said you want to interview me. I was minding my business. I mean, I would love to do the interview, but I never said I had $1,000 to do an interview. Now, if an artist hit me and say, what do we need to do an interview? And I hit them with a rate card, whatever the rate card might be. That's different because they hit me. But if I hit you, that means I want to interview them. They shouldn't have to pay me because I hit them. So what's happening is they hitting these young artists. I seen some of them FaceTime them. I seen some of them go back and forth. And I don't know if it's the artist or it's one of their homeboys or one of, and let me give y'all another thing that they got. They have social media managers. So sometimes you're talking to said artists and you're not even talking to them. They have people who run their page. So you're talking to somebody and somebody is promising you something and it's not even who you think it is because somebody is running their page. It's not even who you think it is. So what do they say in the DM? I want to work with you. I want to get you on this mixtape. You like, hey, mixtape, exposure. I need the exposure. I'm going to spend my money. I'm about to be on a mixtape with this artist. I'm about to be on a mixtape with this artist that I looked up to, the major artist that I don't want to say adore because that's kind of weird, but that I really, really look up to. I want to be on this mixtape with this artist. And he just gave me the shot. So you're thinking in your mind, it's going to be me, him, features from other people, all his popping people in the industry, all the people that signed that got record deals, and I'm going to be on this mixtape with them. Right? So you're thinking, yo, I'm going to be on this mixtape. I'm about to be on this major mixtape. What you don't know is that you're about to be on a playlist. You're not going to be on a mixtape. They're going to take a record from you, put it on a playlist with a bunch of other artists just like you, and they might do 3 or 4 drops. They're also not going to promote it. And where's this mixtape going? Because I know when you do a mixtape, right, artists? You do it, you put it on all the streaming platforms, or you put it on mixtape streaming platforms. When they do these mixtapes, where are they going? Do they put it on their Instagram and say new mixtape featuring such and such? Now, what you're doing is you're getting on the mixtape and you're promoting the hell out of it. You're promoting it. Oh my God, you're promoting it like crazy. You're like, yo, I'm on the mixtape with such and such. You're promoting it. But not one time did said artist retweet it. Not one time did they put it on their Instagram. Not one time did they tell anybody this young up-and-coming artist is on my mixtape. They never did that. So what are you paying for? Because you thought you were paying to get on a mixtape with this artist because that's what they told you, right? Wrong. They lied to you. You're not paying to get on a mixtape with them. You're paying to get on a playlist. They're going to take your money and then they're going to act like they don't know you. That's what they're doing. Then you got the other one. Because we're going to get into a lot of the scams that's been going on. Because when COVID hit, a lot of these dudes got desperate. They didn't really have no way to get no money because they couldn't do no shows. So they said, you know what? Let me reach out to these underground, unheard of artists and let me find a way to bleed them. Let me bleed them. So what they say now is, I want to do a song with you. Send me a verse and give me 16 or 12 empty and I'll send it back to you. So you're saying, yo, guess what? I'm about to do a, oh, I can't believe it. And as you should be happy, you should be ecstatic. You should be excited because you're about to do a song with an established artist. You know, you're trying to get your feet wet. But then again, they hit you with the rate card. Send me a stack. Send me 2,000. So you're sitting there saying to yourself, hold on. This is a major artist who's platinum, or not platinum, but been on major platforms. And you want to do a song with me for $1,000? You think it's a steal. So what happens? You send them the money. Because without the money, ain't nothing happening. You send them the money, right? They send you the verse back. They send you the feature. So here you are, happy. I'm such and such, from such and such, relatively unknown. And I got a song with this popping artist, past, present, or whatever. Their name is good enough for me to put on my resume to say, I got a song with this artist. And that's what I have right now. Here's the catch. If this artist is signed to a record label and the record label did not clear the verse, you can't do nothing with that song. But you paid your money. You cannot monetize the record because you didn't get clearance from the label. So whenever you do a feature with an artist, get them to sign a release that you can monetize this record, YouTube, you have the commercial rights to this song. Get them to sign that. Now, I know many of you don't have lawyers. I know many of you can't afford a lawyer. Yo, listen, man, you see this? This is an AT&T bill. Write it on a piece of AT&T paper. I, Doggy Diamonds, a.k.a. my name, government name, I, Doggy Diamonds, a.k.a. Gregory Lewis, is doing a song with their name, their performance name, and I have the right to use this song commercially for whatever I want. It could be something as simple as that. You sign it, they sign it, get it notarized, that's that. Period. So when you put the song up, now you have the rights to the song. But they're not giving you the rights to the song. They're not giving you anything. So now what you're doing, you have this song now. And you hype. You can't wait. I got this song. I got this big feature. And you telling people, I know what you do. First thing you do, you run to the gram. You run to the gram. I got a big feature coming up. Watch. This is it. This is going to change my career. It's going to change your career because you ain't going to have the money that you once had to finance your career. So you paid them. You got the song. You hit them up. They don't respond. They gave you the verse. They don't respond. You've been hitting them, DMing them, tagging them in the song. They never respond. Never respond. Never respond. Okay, I'm going to put it out. I wanted to do a video. You put it out. The record label snatch it down. It gets taken off of SoundCloud. It gets taken off of YouTube. It gets taken off of streaming platforms. Why? because you didn't have permission to use this artist commercially. So now you hitting them up crazy. Yo, hold on. I paid you for this feature. We're going to go into that in a minute too. I paid you for this feature. Why can't I use the feature that I paid you for? You know what the other one was? Somebody hacked my email and was stealing my verses. Somebody, I lost my hard drive and somebody was taking my verses and selling them. So now they're saying, I never even did the song for you. I never even agreed to do the song with you. So I don't know how you got my verse and I don't know who you gave the money to, because you didn't give it to me and I never agreed to do the song. And how much you pay? $1,000. I'm such and such. I get $50,000 for a feature. Why would I do a feature with you for $1,000? That's what they doing. That's what they doing. And then they got their mans. They got their homeboys on their social media running the whole Ponzi scheme, scam for them. So now they're getting all these artists hitting them up. And they got some type of auto message too. It's some type of auto message that I want to work with you and all that. It's because it's the same message that I saw. And again, you're supposed to be excited. If tomorrow I got a phone call from Revolt and Revolt say, yo, we want you in the building, I would be like, wow, I'm going to go take, you know, I'm going to take these phone calls, do these Skype meetings and all that. Whatever I got to do, you know, I'm supposed to be in the building. But then when they say, yeah, we want you in the building, but we want $10,000 from you, it's like, well, y'all don't want me in the building that bad, because what I'm paying y'all for, y'all want me. What do I have to pay you? Why am I paying you? You said you want me. I was sitting there minding my business. So that's what they're doing to these young artists. Shout out to Marlavelli Shakur in the building. Make sure you pick up his project, Marlavelli Shakur. Just look the name up, Marlavelli Shakur. So that's what they're doing. They're doing that to these artists. These artists don't know any better. They're paying their money. And they're getting robbed. And then you have some artists who paid for features and they corresponded with the artist. They spoke to the artist on the phone. And they never got their feature. It's been since 2009. They still ain't get their feature. The artist has changed their numbers, blocked them, did all types of stuff. There's a lot of that going on. It's foul. I seen some of the messages. Let me give you the other one. Tag the hottest artist in your city. I know you've seen those posts. Who is the hottest artist in your town? So you follow these artists and you like, wow, hold on. No, my man is hot. My man is hot. Let me tag my man in his post. So what happens? You tag your man. Your man is hype. He's happy. Yo, you tag me in said artist post. So they hit the artist. Yo, I'm the hottest artist in the town. My man hit you. What's good? Oh, you the hottest artist? give me $2,000. I'll do a song with you. Huh? You gonna do a song with me? So you might scrape up the money. And if you rewind this video, you scrape up the money, but you didn't do what I said you have to do. You didn't get clearance. You didn't get it in writing. So they say, give me $2,000. $2,000. You give them the money. They do the verse. You hype. The smartest thing to do now is what? Shoot the video, right? You got a big feature from this artist, this name artist. Shoot the video. Let me shoot the video now. So you hit them up. Yo, could we shoot the video? Shoot the video? Oh, nah, fam. That's going to run you another 3,000. Tell you like three bands. Where am I going to come up with this money at? Man, I'm in trouble. So you come up with the three bands. So you're five in. You're five in now for a feature from this artist that you think is going to change your career, that you think is going to help you. They come shoot the video with you. You got the feature. Now you up ready to upload it on streaming platforms, and you do, and pow, you don't got clearance. So you can't even make money off the song that you just invested $5,000 in because you don't have clearance. You think these major labels is going to let you make money off these artists, of their artists, and you didn't cut them in on anything? A lot of y'all don't even have your ASCAP on there correctly. You don't have your BMI. You don't have any of that. They're flying you vocals in through email. So if the verse is whack, you just got to deal with it. Or they gave you a verse and you didn't use the song fast enough, or you was trying to figure out how to get it together. And then 6 months later, you hear that verse that he gave you on somebody else's joint. You're like, yo, hold up. That's the verse I paid for. Oh, no. You didn't use it. Yo, I ain't know what you was doing with it. I wasn't going to waste my verse. They doing that too. So this is what you do. This is how you combat all of that. If they hit you, I'm good. If you want to work with me, I'm not paying you nothing. I'm not giving you a dollar. You hit me up. I don't want to go on some playlist. I don't want to go on something that you're not going to promote. I don't want to go on something that you ain't going to stand with. Period. So, okay. This is what we doing. Okay, cool. You going to stand on it? Okay. Get it signed off on. Sign off on it. And I need you for a video. So give me a price for you in the video. You signed off on it. So I need a price for your verse. I need a price for the video. And I need in paperwork that I can commercially use this music. Oh, you can't do a video with me? So this is what I need you to do. I don't care if you use your iPhone and film yourself in a studio recording the verse. Send me that. Take out your iPhone 52, whatever iPhone you have. Take that out. Send me that. I'll take that. I'll take you on the gram kicking your verse. However I gotta do it, I'm going to get you in the video. But I need some type of footage with you kicking your verse to this song that I just paid you for. And if you can't do the video, send me something. Send me something. So who are the people that are doing this? I seen a lot of names. I seen Davies. I seen Meek Mill. I seen Jadakiss. I seen Redman. And according to my homie Grizzy Hendrix, Royce the 5'9". Now look, if these artists are not doing this, artists, because I guess I'm supposed to be on the artist side because I got to do interviews and all that. I don't care about that because I'm on the side of what's right, right? And if y'all out here taking from these kids, y'all foul. So it don't matter, right? So if it's not y'all doing this, then y'all need to rectify y'all name. Y'all need to rectify y'all social media. Y'all need to rectify what's going in and what's coming out, because somebody is using your name and taking from these kids. And it ain't right. It ain't right. If you have no intention on helping them, just leave them alone, man. Just let them do what they got to do. Let them struggle. Let them figure it out. If you want to help them and you can't help them, then don't hit them up. You can't sign them to anything. You can't get them nothing. Why are you hitting them? It ain't right. It ain't right. And it's a list going around. And I saw it and I was like, nah, they doing. Then I saw it for myself. Then I saw it for myself. I'm like, yo, hold up. Why y'all doing that? Why y'all doing that to these? You know, these kids might be getting COVID relief money. They might be getting their stimulus money. They might be out of work. They believe in their career. They invest in their career. And you taking their money and can't even help them? Come on, man. It ain't right. It ain't right. And like I said, I guess I'm supposed to be on the side of these artists because, you know, I want to interview them or I don't want them mad at me. And listen, I don't care. I don't care. I'm for the people. And it ain't right. It ain't right that these kids is getting their money together, doing whatever they got. And I don't care if you see a kid and he got $40,000 from his ear to his elbow. It don't matter. That don't mean that you find a way to get their money from them. It ain't right. Y'all know the business. They don't. All they want to do is get on. All they want to do is be heard. And you know the business and you know the intricacy of the business and the legal stuff of the business. And you're not telling them and you're just taking their money, knowing that you can't help them. Knowing that you're not going to put them. You're not going to put them on a mixtape. You're not going to put them on a mixtape because there is no mixtape. Are you hosting a mixtape? Are you putting it on your platform? Are you going to promote it on Instagram? These artists that are doing the tag the artist, the hottest artists in the city, you trying to tell me nobody is tagging them? You trying to tell me nobody is hitting them up? People are hitting them up and they're doing features and they're doing this. And what is happening with your feature after you do it? What is happening after you get on this mixtape? Where is this mixtape going? And then I seen, who was the kid with? I think he was with Meek. He hit one of my little mans up like, yo, either you gonna do it or not. You broke or you gonna, whoa. It ain't about no money, about being broke. It's about not being stupid. And one thing for sure, anybody too stupid to try to pull the wool over my eyes, because I ain't no fool. So don't hit my little man up. Don't stand. And then I think Meek actually stood next to the dude while he was on FaceTime. See, I'm with Meek now. And you co-signing that your man is hitting my little man up saying, oh yeah, get on the mixtape. This what y'all doing to these young artists? This what y'all doing? My little homie Hype. Yo, we should just pay him. It's going to be a good look. No, it's not. Because he don't got nothing to do with it. He just trying to help his little man get some money because he don't want to pay his little man. So he telling his little man, yo, just use my name and get bread. So you sit next to him, you're going to FaceTime him, and you're going, yeah, nah, it's all good. I seen it with these two eyes. I seen it. And y'all know one thing about me. I'm not going to get on here and lie on anybody. I'm not going to story on anybody. I'm not going to gossip on anybody if it's not actual fact. And it's whack, and it's something that's going on, and these artists need to stop. And again, if it's not you doing it and it's your man doing it, you need to pump the brakes. Your social media manager, and because you got some dudes that's like, yo, I manage 4 or 5 pages. I manage his page. I manage it. So what? So what? So if you going on a mixtape and it's a compilation mixtape, just know that going in. If you going on a mixtape and it's 20 other artists, know that going in. If you going on a mixtape, know that going in. Know that going in. And if you choose to do it, fine. You don't know the business? You want to give your money up? Ask some questions. You don't get the answers that satisfy you, don't spend your money there. Period. Don't spend your money. You take that $350, put it into Instagram ads, put it into Facebook ads, put it into maybe an influencer that might put you in their stories or put you on their main page or something like that. You still gonna spend the money. The money gonna spend regardless, right? I get it. You gotta spend the money regardless, or you gonna blow it, or you gonna pay a bill. I get it. So you got money sometimes, you wanna invest it. Just find the right way to invest it. Find it the right places. Don't just be giving your money away in awe of people who are taking advantage of you. Because that's what they're doing. And it's a list. Go to the homie Grizzy Hendrix. He been putting them on blast, and it came across my timeline. And I was like, man, I saw that too. I saw that too. But I thought, you know, I was bugging. So if you got this artist who's platinum and they've been on all types of projects and they charging you $300 for a verse, you better raise your eyebrows. You better be like, yo, hold on. That don't sound right. That don't sound right. And again, if these artists are not doing it, if Davies is not doing it, if Redman is not doing it, if Jim Jones is not doing it, if Jadakiss is not doing it, if Royce is not doing it, we can't say the thing for Meek, because that's a fact. And it wasn't Meek, it was his man. And we got the DMs and all that that we could put out there. And if y'all are not doing it yourself, if it's not you, and because, you know, people like to play that, I don't know what's going on. I don't even, okay. Somebody's using your name and your likeness and they're doing stuff to these kids. And it's foul. It's foul. It's foul. The DJs was getting y'all. The DJs was getting y'all. And again, I'm not supposed to be saying this to y'all. I'm not supposed to be on the side of the so-called have-nots. I'm supposed to be on the industry side. I'm supposed to be, because everybody I named, I interviewed, so I'm supposed to be on their side. I'm supposed to be rocking with them. So they might be a little bit mad at me, but I don't care, because the truth don't need validation. And again, if you're not doing it, clean up, get right. That's it. If you ain't doing it, then I'm telling you, somebody's using your name. I don't care who get mad, because that's the problem now. When we worry about who get mad and we worry about friendships, nobody's really telling the truth. And the truth has to be told when it comes to people losing and missing out. It ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And again, if y'all not doing it, somebody doing it in your name. It's a list out there. Go out to Grizzy Hendrix page. He got receipts on everybody. And I seen some of it myself. I've seen some of my little homies' DMs and all that. And they in awe. And I'm like, yo, my man, you are about to get robbed. Don't do it. You are about to get robbed. Don't do it. But again, when you see names and you see faces and you see different things, you can't help to be like, wow, man, this person reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, man, I feel so good that my hard work is being recognized and they hit me. And it's all a scam. It's all a lie. You know what I'm saying? It's all a scam. It's all a lie. And then when you see one of them, you know, what do you think the true life in Mobb Deep situation was over? The same thing. The same exact thing. And then when you see one of them and you want to be violent, I'm not saying do it, but who's to say, yo, you didn't have the right. You shouldn't have did that. No, your money is everything. So when you spend your hard-earned money, even if I don't care how you get your money, it's yours. And when you give it to somebody under the guise or the intention of them doing something and they don't do it, yo, it's foul. It's foul. So I'm not going to keep y'all here all night. Shout out to everybody who donates. Shout out to everybody who buys merch. Shout out to everybody who supports. Shout out to everybody who, you know, who support me. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. I've had issues with my audio and my RSS feed. So I've been working on that, getting that back together. I had issues going live earlier. I done rewired all types of stuff update drivers and all types of stuff to come on here live. I was like, no, tonight, this word is going out. Ain't nothing stopping this word from going out tonight, because this is very, very important. And again, you know, I'm not going to toot my own horn or act like I'm anybody special, but, you know, I see a lot of people looking at stuff go on and they know it's not right. And they just don't say nothing because they don't want to upset anybody, or, you know, their friends is doing it. Then they start trying to figure out, well, damn, how could I get in on that? I need to do that too. Nah, it ain't right. But I will ask y'all to hit that like button. Hit the like button. Super chat is open. Anything you could do to support me, I'm fine with that. Sharing. Leave a comment. You know what I'm saying? But veteran artists, new artists, stop doing it. A lot of these people was out of work because of COVID. They couldn't really, and they was, you know, you basically giving dudes money and they just smoking your money up. You can smoke your own money up. You don't need nobody to smoke your money up. You can smoke your own money. But you doing stuff thinking that you talking to this artist and you're not. And it's not right. It ain't right. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. This is Doggy Diamonds Podcast, No Filter. It's going to be more days where I just really talk, because I really like talking about the industry. You know, we could talk about all that other stuff, but I really like talking about what's going on in the industry. I think it's very, very important, you know. And it's always the dudes who claim they the realest that do the fakest stuff. I don't know if y'all noticed that. There's always dudes who you respect on some type of street level, and they the realest, and they got they, you know, when you look at their Instagram, they caption is almost Shakespearean. They got the greatest caption. They got the best pose and stand alone. You know, they got the greatest caption. They got the greatest Twitter quotes. They don't live none of that. They don't live none of that. The so-called realist dudes are very emotional. Some of them are bipolar, out of their mind. A lot of them is just completely ain't right. I'm telling y'all, I done been around mostly all of them. I see them tweeting and I be seeing stuff like, yo, okay. But again, it's kind of easy to fool a fool. Only question you got to ask yourself is, are you a fool? because you can't fool a wise, intelligent person. You can only fool a fool. So if you're getting fooled in 2020 because you didn't know any better, that's one thing. But they say if you know better, you do better. So keep bragging about, yeah, I got this big feature coming up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, feature. We'll see how far that goes. We'll see. Mm-hmm. You'll be crying in 2 months because you didn't get your feature or you paid for a feature and the person lied to you. So it is what it is, man. I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. I'm about to get out of here. And, again, a lot of times I don't read comments, but they all go to my email. So if I'm checking my email and I see a comment, I seen somebody leave a comment say, I hate Doggy Diamonds, but I'm going to watch this video anyway. Yo, I'm telling you, a lot of people need psychiatric help, seriously, and I can't help you. You know what I'm saying? I can't help you. I'm not here to hate on nobody. I'm not here to put nobody down. I'm just tell my truth, speak my truth, speak, you know, my opinion on stuff. If you don't like it, don't watch me. You know what I'm saying? But all that trying to argue and be disrespectful and all, I ain't going to get you nowhere because I'm just going to block you. Seriously, if you have a problem with me and you want to come every time I see you comment, it's something condescending, something sly, something disrespectful, I'm going to put you out your misery. Because obviously you need to go talk to somebody you like. I don't talk to people I don't like. I don't watch people I don't like. I don't follow them. I don't deal with them in no capacity. And for some people not to like me so much, you sure pay a lot of attention to me. And it's weird. Very weird. Doesn't make no sense to me. And I be ignoring. I ignore because I don't care. But they'll do anything to get your attention. I have people hit me on my SoundCloud. My SoundCloud is not even active. And I be seeing messages from people that I blocked on Twitter, that I blocked on Instagram, that I blocked on YouTube, that I blocked on Snapchat, that I blocked on my Facebook personal page, my fan page, and they just will keep going. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. Doggy Diamond, I need everybody to go to, if you have an iPhone, please go to podcast and subscribe to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. Please do that. If you have Spotify, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, everything. Everything that you could possibly look for pertaining to me, everything is in my description box. I know sometimes y'all don't go in the description box and look. Go look. You know what I'm saying? Go look. Everything pertaining to me is in there. You know, this is like my third time being on here in the live. So I'm trying to, you know, come back and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? And engage y'all a little bit more. But, you know, again, it'd be a little tough because I got a life. I got things that I'm working on. I got a lot of stuff. And y'all be having people on here. Y'all be socking it to their pocket. Y'all be making sure they get bread. I don't really get all that. So it's like I'm just coming on here for my health. And if they don't monetize the video, then I just came on here for my health. You know, but it is what it is. And I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who support me. You know what I'm saying? And I got to go. I got a lot of work to do. I've been working on... Yeah, listen, one day I'm going to give y'all the education on podcasting and what's a podcast. I'm going to give y'all the full education. I'm going to give y'all the full education on YouTube. I'm going to give y'all the full education on a lot of stuff, but I might make it private and just make it like a class for people, you know, because a lot of people be saying they have a podcast and you really don't. So I'm going to try to explain to you what a podcast is and how you can monetize it, how you can make money. Even your YouTube, I'm going to, attempt to educate some people because it's about education. You know what I'm saying? And that's very, very important. And everybody's clogging the lane trying to do something and people are doing it so incorrectly, you're actually messing it up. Well, maybe you're making it better for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I do everything correctly. You know, when you go through my YouTube, you don't see any yellow things next to the monetization. And for those who got a YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. So it is what it is, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Salute to y'all. Thanks to everybody who, again, who donate previously in the future, Cash App, whether it's Cash App or it's PayPal, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all. I got merch. It's hoodie season. I have a hoodie pinned to the thing. You could go right there, get you a hoodie, t-shirt, whatever. I got merch all over. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So hopefully I educated y'all tonight. Hopefully I put y'all on. I don't care. I know some people like to go and tag the artist and say, look, he's talking about you. Can't none of these artists beat me. I ain't scared of nobody. And if it's a lie, then prove it. You know what I'm saying? So you can do all that. I'm not scared of nobody. They know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling the truth, you know, and it's not right. So if you speaking up for what's right and righteousness, none of y'all should be going to tag artists for gossip anyway. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So, yo, I said it a few times, but now I mean it. I'm Doggy Diamonds, and I got to go. So I'll holler at you later on. Peace.
All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Doggy Diamonds did this.